Jackie Thurman on B105. It is your B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, homegrown, member-owned, community-focused since 1936. We talked about this yesterday, but I want to mention it one more time if you are gearing up for the weekend. Okay, I know it's only Tuesday, but if you're planning your weekend, you want to go to the 2024 Lake Superior Ice Festival. It's in Superior, and it's always held at this time each year. So much fun. 2 days full of fun for the entire family. It's very family friendly, people of all ages. And we have a schedule for Friday and Saturday. So Friday, the festivities are going to kick off around 5. There's a sledding hill, mini golf. There is disc golf, ice sculptures, super fun. And then Saturday, of course, it kicks off a little bit earlier. We have events at 9 a.m., the market and craft fair. You can learn how to play cube. Might be saying that wrong. There's a kid zone, cornhole, saunas, so much fun all day long Saturday. So we have all the details, b105country.com and our app, including times, where you can find what, parking, all of that. So check that out. I was there last year. So much fun. Ken's going to be there Friday night, 5 to 7 as well. So you can go tease him. I mean, say hi to him. He's not here, so I can say that. Also want to mention this. The Better Business Bureau, they're warning of a new gift card scam. There's always scams going around. We know that. Gift card scams are very, very common. But this is a new take on an old scam. So basically how it works is you get an email or a text from a scammer, but they're posing as like actually one of your friends. I don't know how they get that information. They say, hey, I need a favor. I'm trying to buy a gift card for my niece's birthday. It's not working. Can you grab me one? And so I can, you know, give it to her. Well, then they're like, hey, just give me the information so I can pass it on. Well, they use the gift card. You're out your money. It's not actually your friend. So because of the urgency and because they're able to pose as your friend, it would be easy to fall for. So read more on that. You can find out what else the Better Business Bureau is saying. B105country.com and your B105 Buzz coming up. Jelly Roll and your B105 app. This is your B105 Buzz. There we go. Jelly Roll on the way. Tim McGraw, Luke Combs, Jason Aldean, and more. Tyler Hubbard back then right now on B105. It is Lauren's Country Lowdown. Oh, I don't want to talk about this. This is bad. So you probably have seen it, but Elle King, she was at the Grand Ole Opry over the weekend. There was a Dolly Parton tribute for her 78th birthday. She was one of the performers on the bill, and She was drunk, and she admitted it on stage. So she went on like a weird rant. She was swearing a lot. And then she was like admitting it, you know, because it was obvious. She was like, I have drank a lot. And then she was supposed to launch into Dolly's famous song, Marry Me. And she's like, well, I drank a lot, but we're going to try. And it didn't go well. She didn't know the words. And then she said, please don't let Dolly know how bad I'm botching her song. So it went viral on TikTok, and people were really mad. They were like, this is disrespectful to the Grand Ole Opry. This is disrespectful to Dolly Parton. And then there was a lot of people that were like, so many people would have killed to be at this performance and have a big break and get to tribute Dolly, and then she's just kind of taking advantage of it. Now, her backup vocalist sprung into action and was like, oh, let's sing one of your songs, thinking, okay, maybe she'd be able to know the words there, but it was kind of too little too late. Now, one thing I will say is that Dolly's sister did tweet about it, and she said there have been so many people that have gone to the Grand Ole Opry and they've gotten hammered like this, basically. And then she's like, it's hard to sing Dolly Parton songs. My sister loves words. She's a brilliant wordsmith. So the sister was sticking up for Elle King. Dolly hasn't said anything, and the Grand Ole Opry has said something. They issued a statement, and then they've been responding to people on Twitter as well, saying, we're really sorry. We regret and apologize for the language that was used during that Grand Ole Opry performance. So very cringy there. Go take a look at the video. You can see for yourself, B105country.com. Happier news, Luke Combs, he's going to perform at the Grammys for the second year in a row. Now, last year was his Grammy debut, and now he's going to be performing once again. They just announced a small group of artists. So Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo, they'll be performing. We don't know what Luke is singing or anything like that. But like I said, last year he made his debut with Going, Going, Gone. He'll probably sing Fast Car. He's up for Best Country Solo Performance for that song. He's been nominated 7 times and he's never won. So we'll learn more, I'm sure, in the days to come. But the Grammys will be February 4th. 2024 on CBS and Paramount Plus, and we'll probably do some predictions there as well. So That does it for Lauren's Country Lowdown. I have one more story, but I think I'll save it just because we're running out of time. We spent too much time talking about the Grand Ole Opry debacle, but that is really what's...
All right, here we go. 7-10 laugh off.
Okay, so I won last time we did this.
Okay.
And I will go first.
It's your world. We're just living in it.
Ken, what did the bread say when it was having a crisis? I need some answers.
I knew need was going to be part of that.
It's hard when you... It's hard to execute that type of a joke.
Sure. Lauren, a beekeeper recently studied psychology. They wanted to become a behavioral therapist.
Classic bee joke. Nice.
Is that a classic bee joke?
Well, when it's bee...
Fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, both of us off to a stellar start.
I think it's good. Ken, I haven't seen my pet lobster in months. I think it's a lost cause.
The fact that I could see you having a pet lobster, that's what made sense.
That would be cute.
One. Yeah, right.
I wanted one of those, like, hermit crabs ones, you know, that you can, like, buy at the mall or whatever. I'm glad I didn't do that.
Okay.
What if others do?
Having a pet lobster is pretty handy because, I mean, if things get tight.
That is sad. You're not going to eat your pet lobster.
Not to mention, not really a survival food.
No.
Okay. And Lauren, you know, a lot of French words have crept into our English language. Hors d'oeuvres, for starters.
Almost laughed. Almost laughed. Okay. Ken, why are mushrooms always so well behaved? Well, they don't want to get in trouble.
That was, but my eyes hurt so bad from that
roll.
Yeah,
you rolled those really hard. Are your eyeballs okay?
No, I don't know. Wow. I think I'm cross-eyed on that one. Okay.
Tough times.
That was it, huh? Okay, Lauren, one more. What do you call imaginary people from Sweden? Artificial sweeteners.
Stupid. That's not even the laugh you just did. Was nuts.
Artificial sweeteners. Hey, that reminds me of another joke.
No, save it for tomorrow.
No, because I've done it before, but maybe you won't remember.
Okay.
How does it work? Why does Sweden put barcodes on their ship? The ships. It's like in Scandinavian.
Okay, that's better. That was way better than the joke you just did.
Artificial sweeteners? That's great. Okay, fine.
Well,
there you go.
Good job.
7-10 laugh off. I think I won the week.
The week? It's already. Tuesday.
Yeah, well,
okay, it's Tuesday.
Right. 7:13, B105. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, good morning. It is 7:21. We got your brain teaser question, your chance to win some Taco John's today.
Yep, so this is the number one thing families text about. What is it?
Number one thing families text about.
I think you can relate to this.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed right away. This is the number one thing my kids ask after we pick them up from school.
Yep.
Or they always ask this, And then you'll tell them, and then they'll still come back half an hour later and ask this again because
right.
they have...
Well, they want to make sure it didn't change.
They have no retention of knowledge.
Right.
Okay, this is the number one thing families text about. 727-B105. Call now. Good luck. You can win some Taco John's. All right? Good
okay.
luck. 727-B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning. 725. Got your brain. It's your question.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Lauren.
This is the number one thing families text about. What is it?
I should have said take it away, Lauren, please. You did, but yes, thank you.
Okay. You don't have to say please.
All right.
In this case.
Number one thing families text about. What is it? Let's go to the phone, see what we got. Hi, B105, what do you think?
What are they doing today?
Not what are they doing today.
I think.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Yep. Hi, what's your guess?
Hi, is it what's for dinner?
Yes, 100%. What's for dinner?
Well, it's important, you know.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Sure.
You know, I would just love more ideas of what's for dinner. You know, I'm. It's tough being the person that comes up with what's for dinner every night. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why you need to just make a meal and say, this is what it is. I'm cooking, so you eat it or you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I joined a Facebook group and actually give you dinner ideas in there, which is pretty cool.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
Tacos.
It's Tuesday. You gotta
do
it, right?
It's Taco Tuesday. Can we come over?
It is.
It's,
what? Can we come over?
Yeah, we're coming over.
I'd love that. I can make extra.
I prefer hard shells. Okay.
Perfect. And it all.
Who's this?
Tatiana.
Hey, congratulations. You've got some Taco Johns. It all ties together. Look at that.
Well, Ken is beaming over here.
That's crazy. Okay, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going over to Tatiana's for Taco Tuesday.
We'll see you tonight.
What are your must-haves for taco meal?
I like all the fixings on the tacos. So like lettuce, sour cream, tomatoes, cheese.
It's a lot of work.
It is. It's kind of messy to eat.
I'm making, I got a chuck roast. Okay.
Oh.
And I'm making Mexican shredded beef with it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I might come over to your house too. Stop at Tatiana's on the way.
Well, it's my wife's birthday today.
I know. I said happy birthday.
Oh.
I said happy birthday to my fave. And she goes, favorite what? And I said person.
Oh, she texted her already?
Yes, of course.
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay. This is awkward.
Put me on the spot. 728 B105. We got your weather forecast coming up. So I'm going to take a break from the whole what's in the skies UFO stuff, right?
Loch Ness monsters?
Take a break. Actually, this is not far. What's underwater?
Okay.
I stumbled on something I never heard of before.
Oh, great.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is kind of nuts. So, you know, like old sailor myths, the sea tales of like the Kraken. You know what the Kraken is? You ever heard of that?
Some sort of like dragon, right? Monster.
More like a giant
thing. Squid
type thing.
Like
you know,
that.
And the tentacles come up and swallow ships and whatever, the old folklore and whatever. There might be actually some truth to it.
I'm sure there is. There's so many things in the ocean we don't know about.
That's a good point. We only map like 5% of the ocean floor. That's what started me down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I would love to know. I'm not putting my feet in the ocean.
Okay, good to know. I was watching that UFO documentary, the UFO Revolution, that's on Tubi.
Anything on Tubi is, no offense, a red flag.
It was interesting. I'm going to talk to the Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp and all these guys that are like behind us that I respect and I believe what they have to say.
Okay.
Right. They were talking about, some of these people are talking about that this all could be underwater. Whatever we're seeing in the skies are coming from underwater, and who knows what's down there in our oceans, because we don't know. We don't know what's in our own ocean. It's crazy. Right? You could argue that we know more about what's going on in distant galaxies than we do in our own ocean.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, there is a story. Hang on to your hats for this one. 1978. There was a U.S. frigate attacked by a giant squid or some type of creature underwater. And the reason they know this is that there was claw marks on the hull, and they actually had remnants of claws inside. Like there's actually noteworthy damage of the hull of this being attacked by a giant squid that they have biologists don't know how big this thing could have really been.
I think this checks out because, like I said, there's lots of things in the ocean that we don't know what it is. And if you think of like a whale, I mean, there's obviously animals or sea creatures, if you will, that are bigger than that.
Isn't that crazy?
We don't know about.
Yeah. They said that the remnants of the claws or whatever would indicate it's bigger than any other squid that science has ever found.
I just never thought of a squid having claws. So this does change.
Well, their
things.
Tentacle, they have their suction cups.
Right, but that's not, that wouldn't leave a scratch, would it?
Yeah, they get teeth in them, claws on them.
Great, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so look out for that.
Okay. Well, I'm not probably going to be like anywhere where there is a squid anytime soon, but.
I mean, we're talking like 75, 80 feet long squid. This thing's huge.
Scary.
It's like the size of a bus.
They should make a movie about that.
They have, haven't they? They've put it.
They probably have. I was gonna say, like, you know, we have the Meg. What about the cephalopod?
The cephalopod.
I would watch.
I thought of you because I saw this. Like, it was a huge cephalopod. I thought Lauren is gonna love this. She loves cephalopods.
I do. I don't know why.
All right, she's got a whole book of cephalopod jokes.
I mean, you're still remembering them, so clearly they were.
With Lauren. Slow down. Here we go.
Okay, so we all know Elle King. She went to the Grand Ole Opry, and it was over the weekend. They were doing a Dolly Parton tribute for Dolly's birthday. So we're learning more. Basically, they did two different shows, and Elle King sang Jolene during the first part. It was great. Then I guess she went to a bar on Broadway, came back, and she was just so drunk. And she said it. But she also went on like a tirade where she was swearing a lot. And then
I watched the video and I was like, that's not a bad. Great look.
And then she was really, people thought she was drunk during like the New Year's Eve situation.
Yeah, that was, yep.
Yeah, so she didn't ever, I don't think, say anything about that. But Dolly Parton's sister yesterday was like,
you know, Dolly Parton had a sister.
Yeah, Stella. And she's tweeting up a storm. So she actually was sticking up. It seemed like she was sticking up for Elle King because, okay, long story short, she was like, men do this all the time. It wouldn't be the first time. Like, there's a double standard. Let it go. Well, I guess she changed her tune because then she was tweeting even more stuff that's now making headlines. She said, I'm thinking about it. I'm still stewing. And I feel like she's a spoiled brat with an opportunity to sing on the Opry to pay tribute to a legendary songwriter. And she basically just like,
not really paying tribute when you do that.
Yeah, and she was like, there's so many artists that wouldn't do that because they take it seriously.
Sure.
And they said anybody who's graced that stage or any fan who's in the audience knows that it's a sacred place.
Yeah, it's a little disrespectful. Well, a little. Yeah.
So she kind of changed her tune a little. You can see the clip. Elle King hasn't said anything. Dolly hasn't said anything. I don't think Dolly would ever say anything, but yeah, it's very cringeworthy. So,
you know what my take is?
I do want to know.
So Elle King is, I don't know how to say this. She lost a lot of weight, right? She has, she's lost a lot of weight. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm wondering how much of this, I don't know. Could it be it's really hard for me to like say this without coming up. But do you think maybe the alcohol affects her differently now?
No, because I think this is all, I think it's disrespectful, but I think she like hurt her own career. Like, I'm not going to pile on it, whatever.
Right.
I think there's bigger things going on in the world, but I do think that it's like just so embarrassing. It's like sloppy, especially because she's done it a few times and she's kind of made that her brand where it's just like, it's
you think
not that, cute.
You think she's just laying into it a little bit?
I think that she is, like, that's just kind of not, I don't want to say it's her thing to get drunk, but I think that she does it all the time. She thinks it's funny. She thinks it's cute. And I think this might be like a wake up call. Like, okay, if you want to be taken seriously in
that's
country
good point.
Music,
yeah. All right.
She knew what she was doing. I mean, she was drunk on New Year's Eve, apparently.
Okay.
And so I just think that's kind of her thing.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
maybe you're right. Yeah. You could be right on that one. I don't know. I just think it's a bad look.
It's bad 100%. And it's like everybody's, it's like the clip is everywhere. So it's okay to be like, I don't know, a little buzz. But
you think
she's
trying to do this for publicity maybe a little bit?
No, I think she's probably so embarrassed. How are you not embarrassed? I mean, when you watch that clip, it's like, ugh.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, we'll check it out. Okay, well, thank you, Lauren. That's a little lowdown, but sorry. That's just,
no, I wanted your take on it, so.
I was just wondering if she's okay. You know, that's all I'm wondering.
That is another thing to consider.
All right. Luke Combs, Kind of Love We Make on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Hey, set a timer.
Okay.
Well, I guess I can.
I don't know how to.
Hold on. I got an update here.
Getting bad with
Siri. Set a timer for 30 minutes. See if it does it this time, actually.
Okay.
Why does this update? Okay.
30 minutes counting down.
Thank you. All right. I got my Chia Pet. I got my Willie Nelson Chia Pet.
You do.
I'm starting the process today, Lauren.
It's a lot of work. I think you're going to be surprised.
Step one, fully submerge Chia Pet in water and soak for half an hour. So I'm on that step right now.
Okay.
I felt like I was drowning Willie, though, because I got this tub and I'm pouring water in it and I'm submerging Willie, but I got to hold him down because the air, the bug's got a bubble in it. So So right now I'm submerging Willie for half an hour, and then I'm going to add the chia seeds in a little bit. So
it's the steps way harder than it looks.
So mix 2 teaspoons, blah, 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 blah. Wait 5 minutes, then stir the seed mixture until you get a jam-like consistency. Then let it sit for 2 to 3 minutes, and then another 2 days, and then another, put a plastic bag over. It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
I
tried to tell you, it looks easy. It looks like, you know, it's just going to sprout right then and there. It is a lot of work. And then you have to, like, keep taking care of it every day. It's like a pet. It's a chia pet, but.
Full growth in 1 to 2 weeks. That's a lot of time. Yeah. Oh, I have enough for 3 plantings in here.
What does that mean?
You can plant three. I can 3 plantings.
I think let's stick with the one.
Let's see. My goal is to keep this alive till Willie Nelson comes here.
It's going to take that long to sprout hair.
All right, well, we'll see.
I'm telling you, it's we'll not see. Easy, but you, I believe in you.
Yeah, I don't know if you do.
You got to put it somewhere where there's sunlight, which I in this building, that's like not a thing.
I'm
so.
Working on it. I'm going to get a grow light in here.
Okay. That's really dedication. Okay.
Right. Your weather forecast coming up next here on B105.
Kate Smith, World on Fire on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and Library Laura joins us.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. How
thanks
are you?
Thanks for strolling down the street here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well,
stroll anytime.
What's going on at the Duluth Public Library?
We are actually, believe it or not, getting ready to wrap up winter reading.
Does that mean like it's going to get warmer out? That's why you're doing that,
exactly.
Or is it just okay? Or does it have nothing to do with that?
Along with Punk's Tony Phil, we are no. end of the month, January 31st. Make sure you get all of your reading in for a chance to win some prizes. All ages, and if you haven't signed up for the winter,
right. You got summer on the brain,
know, right? If you haven't signed up for the winter reading program, if you haven't signed up for the summer reading program, it's no problem because it doesn't happen for a few more months.
We got some time.
Winter reading, you can actually sign up today and log all the reading that you've done retroactively for the last 2 months for a chance to win some prizes. So just because maybe you pick up the daily paper, maybe you read to your kids before you go to bed at night, it counts for reading, for the kids too, to be read to. So chance to go online, duluthlibrary.org, get registered, get your family registered. And they release some statistics about our winter reading program. There's not a really strong, people who sign up versus people who complete the program in all of the other age groups but one. There's a really strong finishing group, and I just want to give it up to the teens.
Wow.
I know, right? I pleasantly surprised.
That's wild. I mean,
I'm shocked.
If you think about
I have a teenager.
I know.
Does he read?
Like, you start something and you finish it. What's going on? So, yeah, if you've signed up and maybe haven't logged any minutes, this is your chance to go in and do that and possibly win some prizes. And if not, I mean, reading's good for you, so why not?
Our teenager forgot his mom's birthday.
Oh.
Well, no, not yet, because it's today.
Oh.
So, but he was like, oh, I had no idea. I'm like, he's like, oh, how am I supposed to remember other people's birthday? I'm like, it's your mom. You should remember that.
She remembers yours.
And he goes, I don't even remember my birthday. And then he goes, I don't think you even have a birthday. I was like, that's
nice.
Thanks for being a teenager. Yeah.
I don't know. Yikes. Maybe it's just
it's so scary.
Everything is ingrained into my head.
Yeah.
January
1st. Oh, my gosh.
16th. I even know your birthday.
Well, yeah.
It's right next to mine.
Got a little tied to that. Okay. So. We do have a really fun event for teens.
I'm at this right now. Look at this. Super Mario Brothers and Crafts.
I was just going to say, that's happening this afternoon, 4 to 7.
I'm trying to go to that.
At the main library.
Well, this is what I like. It says, teens in 6th to 12th grade, come to the library, create a fun craft while watching Super Mario Brothers. This is what got me. If you're not into crafting, that is okay. Just hang out and watch the movie. Right now, I'm working on my Willie Nelson Chia Pet craft.
That's crafty.
Willie is in a crafty bowl by the sink in the break room.
For another 15
it's
minutes.
Very cute.
No, 13 minutes. I'm
so
submerging
what exactly
Willie.
Is the Willie Nelson Chia Pet growing?
We don't know. We haven't got that far
okay,
yet.
That's
next level. That's a great marketing idea.
Right?
Oh.
See, Lauren's on it now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. I thought you meant what kind of herb was it growing out of?
Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much.
He has a bandana. It's
what strain?
oh, my gosh. All right, where can we get details on all
this
of those?
This went off the rails.
DuluthLibrary.org.
Where do I work?
DuluthLibrary.org.
Thanks, Lauren.
I reminded me that I need to renew a book that I have out.
There you go. Yeah, so renew a book, come to an event or a craft or winter reading program, or just come hang out.
Check in with Willie next week. We'll see if we...
She's the godmother. We made her the godmother.
I'll help diagnose Willie if he has any...
He's probably have some ailments, for sure. Well, thank you, Library Laura.
Hey, thanks.
Sorry
for
that
having
we went off on a tangent. But
I love it.
She knows.
All right. 8:15, B105. Keith Urban, Wasted Time, B105, Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. It's kind of like I'm doing right here with this.
What's going on? Okay, you have.
I'm working on the Willie Chia. Now I got to mix step two. Mix 2 teaspoons. I don't have a teaspoon. Do you have a teaspoon measurement?
No, but if you use a spoon.
I have
we don't have spoons here. Where did you find that spoon?
I found it in the break room. There's a whole thing of spoons.
Somebody bought spoons? For the longest time, we had no spoons.
That's why Lauren's been eating soup with a fork.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm not going to go buy spoons for the office. Like, this should just be something. Wow, that changed the game. That's about a teaspoon. That's like a tablespoon. But
it's not even a real tablespoon, though.
Yeah, so I think
gonna,
it should be fine.
I'm going to mix it a little bit of this. And put that in there. And then I mix it.
It's just like, I want someone to walk by the window and be like, what are they doing?
Then I'm supposed to make it into a jelly. No, wait 5 minutes and then stir it. Oh, jeez. There's so many steps.
This is what.
I didn't know I was getting a project here.
I told you, it is so much work. You think you can just slap on the seeds? No, it's like you have to nurse this thing.
I'm going
to
nurse Willie into a beautiful Willie Nelson chia.
I can't
wait
to see his pigtails.
It's all right, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, well, this has been a chia, Willie Nelson chia update.
There'll be many to come.
I got this as a gift for Christmas. I didn't realize it was going to be. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning. We got some angel here with Lauren Wells.
Well, I got to be honest. I've been distracted by the Willie Nelson chia.
This is not going well.
And, like, I have a story I guess I can talk about that I was going to talk about yesterday and I didn't get to. But, like, I was distracted by the situation at hand over there.
You know, I probably should have waited. The problem with the Willie Nelson thing is that it's all goobering up in the wrong spots. I'm trying to evenly spread the chia seeds over Willie Nelson's chia pet.
It's hard.
Head, but I can't get the consistency right because I don't have the proper measuring or utensils here.
I don't think it's the measuring utensils. I think it's just hard to do because he's sitting up and he kind of almost has to be laying down.
That's
for
not
it
a bad
to get,
idea. Maybe if I put him.
We have a blow dryer that probably wouldn't emo.
I'll put him nose down so I can get the back of his head right.
Yeah.
Because this is gonna be a pretty sad looking Willie Nelson the way things are looking here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do him the respectful thing for Willie as he's coming to Duluth now. Oh,
right.
I'm taking it. Oh, there we go. I think I'm getting it. I got a lot of chia seeds where they shouldn't be though.
Yeah.
Like I got a lot on his.
I think what you should do is wait till they kind of start drying, and then maybe you can move the chia seeds to other spots.
Maybe that's not a bad idea, because now I'm giving him like a chia. Oh my gosh. And I got it all over his bandana, and he's going to have chia seeds in his face, not in his.
Well, you can clean it up. I believe in you.
This is tough. This is really tough here. This has been a real tough endeavor.
I warned you that it was hard.
Yeah, I didn't believe you.
There's a shock.
Well, look who's paying for it now, huh? I got it. Hey, Willie, let me wipe your face off.
That's so nice of you. That's just honestly.
He's got chia seeds in his eyeballs. Sorry, yeah. Willie.
It's tough.
Okay.
It's tough out here.
Got some in his beard now. It looks like he was just. Florida Georgia Line, get your shine on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning. And, you know, nobody told me that there was somebody here from. Do we have a special guest here today? In the office?
Who?
It said, welcome somebody.
Oh, no, you just scared me because I'm like, no, I saw that. I'm like, I don't know who Allison is. Are we supposed to?
Well, anyway, I didn't know
I think I know who it is,
yeah,
actually.
But here I am trying to put together Willie Nelson chia pet, and I got the seeds all over me, and she walks by and waves, and I wave over the handful of chia seeds. I'm like, somebody could have warned me that, you know.
I didn't think to do so. And also, you just started doing this project. Really fast.
All right, we'll get back to it. We have the B105 workday kickoff. Perfect. Give me plenty of time to get my chia Willie back together here. We'll kick that off next, okay? B105. Riley Green, different round here. B105, Northland's number one for new country. What's up now?
I wish that you wore your Barbie I Am Knuff sweatshirt today because I'm Just Ken is an Oscar nominee.
I'm Just Ken is an Oscar nominee. That song.
Yeah, for Best Original Song. And Ryan Gosling's also an Oscar nominee for Barbie.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
He's an Oscar nominee? He got nominated for that
role? He was a front runner to be nominated. It never wavered through all. He's not going to win, but he is. He was always going to be nominated.
You know what? I am Knuff.
You are. You are. Even if you're Willie Nelson, chia pet.
You got to say that, you know, because it's, you know.
I want him to perform I'm Just Ken at the Oscars. He's not probably going to. But,
you know, circle back. I mean, I was born at a time where the Barbie thing was really the Ken and Barbie thing. When was Ken introduced? Because I feel like my entire life I've had Ken, where's Barbie?
I don't know.
You know? And then one time I had a friend that's name was Barbara, and then they never made fun of us.
Wow.
It was a, like, it was thought, a real like, life Ken and Barbie.
Oh, you guys should be like dating or whatever.
You know, it could have been, you know, if it wasn't for the Ken and Barbie thing, it really could have been something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think but, it worked out for you. It's
make
fine.
Mockery out of all of it.
Okay. Well, anyways, Oscar nominees are out, and I wanted to share that.
That's when it started off for Mr. Luke Bryan, All My Friends Say. I think, remember that came out.
That makes me feel old.
Yeah, that was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 2009, was it? 2008? 2007?
I want to say 2008. Could be wrong.
Either way, it was his first one. So, well, hey, we're going to leave on that note.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow, right?
And we'll have an update on Willie.
I hope we will.
If you want to see this Willie Nelson Chia Pet, you can go to our Facebook page. We went on Facebook Live. Right. Ken was the star of it, and along with Willie Nelson.
I'm going to be in here for a while putting this together, so. I'll move over so Joe can come in. I'll be over here finishing the Chia Pet.
Yeah.
You can walk by Superior Street downtown, look in, get a live update
put
of what's
going on.
Put
him in the window, but we need some natural light, and that doesn't happen in here. So
that might be the best spot. I don't know. Well, we'll find out. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
Bye.
Have a great Tuesday on B105.